Orphans in Waiting by Wally K. Daly. Episode 3, Saturday, PM.
We couldn't believe our eyes. Minutes before, we'd left the hallway to go upstairs. Against the rules, I'd left the front door key in the locked door. Now it had gone. I'd also left the door unbolted, also against the rules. Now it was bolted, from the inside. As we stood there, just looking at the door, bemused, behind us we heard the lounge door slowly open.
Standing and filling the doorway was a really villainous-looking bloke. And behind him, like him, but bigger and uglier and even tougher-looking, was a woman. And it was as if they were both trying to smile. But it didn't work. It wasn't real. Finally, the man spoke.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm your Uncle Brian, and I'm here to look after you and keep you safe until your mummy and daddy return. Isn't that nice? Oh, yes. And this one is your dear little Auntie Vi. She will assist me in my task. Say hello, Auntie Vi.
Hello, my little loves. Hello.
Get out of here. Both of you, now. You're trespassing.
Now, my dear, is that the way to speak to your Uncle Brian and your Auntie Vi?
She's no uncle of mine, and she's no auntie. We have no uncles or aunties. We have no family at all.
Only me.
That's all you know, my dear. And if you want any family back again, little girl, including your mummy and daddy, I'd behave yourself.
Uncle Brian, now don't forget your naughty temper now, will you?
But of course. Forgive me, children. It took a little while to get here, and even Uncle Brian's can get a little tired. Now, you'll be pleased to hear...
So whose brother are you? Mother's or father's?
What?
You say you're our uncle. So you must be either our mother's brother or our father's brother. Which one is it?
Your mother's.
It's like we're jesting with you.
Yes.
I'm your mother's sister, as it happens.
Now, as I was saying, you'll be pleased to hear...
And the family name?
Questions.
Family name.
Why ask? When you don't know what your mother's name was before she was married yourself. Well, do you? Of course not. None of you do. And why did she never tell you what her name was, do you think?
Auntie Vi, my turn to remind you. Temper.
Yeah, of course.
Where are they, Mummy and Daddy? Are they safe?
Well, I'm afraid we're not too sure just at the moment, but we certainly hope to find out soon, don't we, Auntie?
Oh, we most certainly do. There's one or two questions we'd like to be asking, not least, how is it they've left you all alone and unprotected like this?
I've had enough of this. We're not unprotected at all. I'm going to call the police and have you both removed.
My dear, what a splendid idea. And won't your mummy and daddy be pleased at you taking such an initiative and getting the police involved in their affairs? Yes. What do you think, Auntie Vi? Please?
Oh, ecstatic.
Here we go, Janie, darling. I'll dial it for you.
999.
Oh, thank you, little Peter. 999. There we are, my dear. All dialed and ringing for you. And as this is assuredly an emergency, the emergency service rung. Just ask the operator for the police, and the street will be filled with na 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 in minutes. Well, come on, my dear. Surely you know how the emergency service works. They can't guess which service you want to speak to. You have to tell them. Ask for the police, girl. I assure you, that was a very sensible move on your part. Anything else from anybody?
Yes, me. If you really are Uncle Brian and Auntie Vi, and you really are looking after us, there are some very important things to be remembered, right?
Well, I would be very glad to hear them, little boy. Don't want to slip up at the outset now, do we?
For a start, just suppose you've thought about food. Now, have you?
Here's what I've been trying to tell you all for the last 10 minutes. The good news is that Auntie Vi has brought supplies and is all ready to organise them grub. What's it to be, Auntie Vi?
Well, I thought something nice and quick, as you all must be starving. Eggs, chips, and beans.
Great, but be careful you don't fry my egg too hard.
Everything all right, then?
Perfect.
Good.
Better for having some hot food inside you, I imagine, and the way you walked it down, little Peter, I was obviously right.
Not half, I was starving.
Well, there you are. Help yourself to pudding when you're ready. Hot, roly-poly and custard.
I'll go through, sit with Uncle Brian for a while, keep him company. See whether there's anything of interest on the telly, so, you all come in and sit too if you like to. Bye for now, dears.
Party bye. Isn't it a bit rude, you two not talking to her?
We tried talking, it didn't do any good.
If they won't tell us where Mum and Dad are, why they've been sent to look after us.
Who sent them and how they got the key to the front door?
And the rest. Then I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Me neither.
Food's great. That's one good thing. I was starving.
Yes, we sort of noticed you wolfing it down. Must have cheered her up no end. Arms going like little pistons. Thought they were going to drop off at one point.
I can't help being hungry.
Well, pick up niggling the pair of you. I just want to think.
Still, looking on the bright side, it's nice finding out we've got relatives.
Don't be a mug, Pete. They're not relatives.
I might leave it.
You really don't think so?
We don't know for sure, but we don't think so, no.
Mum and Dad have never mentioned any relatives.
But why should they lie and go through all the trouble of cooking for us if they're not family?
We don't know that either, but it's something you've got to find out. It's very difficult knowing how far to go when you're protecting younger brothers from the truth. Let's face it, young Peter had done very well so far in handling what had happened to us in the last couple of days. He'd handled the fact that a young, dodgy-looking man had us under observation for a whole night at one point, that another one had our photograph and was watching us in the local supermarket. This Bri and Vi business. When I stop to think about all that's happened in just a day and a bit, the wonder is how any of us managed to survive the shock. Still, if in doubt, always give your youngest brother a rotten job to do to keep their mind off things. That's my motto. So come evening, we sent Pete out of the bedroom window to go down to the garden and spy on them both through the window.
It was pitch black in the garden. I managed to climb down the climbing tree from the bedroom window without falling off, which was a nice change as none of us had managed it so far in this house. And then I peeped through a gap in the curtains into the lounge to watch Brian and Vi as instructed. We were going to do it in turns each. Boring. Really boring. Auntie Vi was knitting what looked like a pair of gloves for an all-in wrestler, so that it'd be for her, I imagine. And Uncle Brian seemed to be set on spending his evening twiddling the telly, chasing after news all the time. Couldn't see why. Nothing special had cropped up as far as I could make out. Just the normal, you know, bombings in Ireland, hostages, earthquakes in the outback, all the usual boring stuff. So I was pretty fed up until something happened. Uncle Brian took a gun out of his inside pocket and he stripped it down to clean it. And then, as if it was the most natural thing in the world, Auntie Vi put her hand into her knitting basket and pulled out another gun. Then she passed it to Brian, obviously asking him to clean that one for her as well.
So what do we do next?
I honestly don't know what else we can do, Mike. I can't think anymore.
We could take the £5,000 from the secret drawer in the bureau and run for it.
They do. The one thing they said that's true is there's no other family anywhere. Beside which, we had enough trouble with 50 quid each at the supermarket. Imagine us trying to book into hotels with thousands of pounds.
That's really what worries me.
What?
Mum and Dad coming back while these two are here. I think these two jokers are here not for our benefit,
but to get Mum and Dad.
How come you feel that?
I don't know, really. Perhaps it's the way that Vice said they wanted to ask them a few questions.
You mean you think they really could be...
It's Guzzlegut on his way back.
He's hurry.
Could have 15 minutes to turn left. If he hasn't got a decent excuse, we'll send him straight back. Give me your hand.
It's okay, it's okay.
I got down without falling. Coming back's easy. Let go!
Anything to report?
Bit creepy down there. How says there someone was watching me while I was watching them?
Imagination, that's all. You've still got 15 minutes to go, you know.
Thanks for reminding me, Mike.
Anything else?
No, apart from the fact they've got handguns, and Uncle Brian's cleaning them at the moment.
What?
You heard it, they've both got guns.
Are you lying, Pete?
Don't be stupid, Jenny. Why did I lie?
You call me stupid.
Well, you
are... Hang on. We'll soon find out. I'll go downstairs quietly and then push into the lounge.
You can't. That's too dangerous.
Don't worry. If they were out to shoot us, they'd have probably done it by now. More likely, the people at risk of... Well, what I was just saying to you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no what?
Never you mind.
I've been sent with two different carried body batteries. One of whom is believed to have now gathered all remaining hostages together at an undisclosed location. It is understood that it is to this destination that the unnamed negotiators are headed.
Hi.
Hi. Thought I'd come down to collect the book I'm reading.
Don't you ever knock?
In my own home?
Oh, you startled us, dear boy. I'm sure you didn't mean to.
Of course not. Ah, here it is. Well, I'll get back upstairs.
Nice to see you started talking to us at last, dear.
Oh, well, can't guarantee it lasting, but for the minute... Right. Well,
Pete was telling the truth.
Surprise, surprise.
He threw a cloth over them to try and hide the pieces, but it was a couple of guns, all right. What are we going to do about it?
You said yourself, it's Mum and Dad who are in danger.
What?
Sorry, Pete. That's what we think. So we're going to have to make sure that they don't arrive here and walk straight into a trap.
But how can we do that?
We can report what's going on to the police.
That's just what they wanted us to do earlier.
Did they? Or was it bluff?
You've lost me.
They were pushing me so hard to phone, I finally didn't. Or maybe if I had got through, it could have been to a fake exchange.
That's crazy.
Is it? How come the man we rang this morning was able to get a phone line made instantly unavailable? You'd have said that was crazy a few days back.
So let's try calling out on the landing phone.
The phone in the lounge tinged when you picked that one up.
News is on loud down there. They may not hear it.
Try it.
Who's trying to use the phone up there? Leave it be, kids. I'm waiting for a call.
There's only one thing for it, then.
What's that?
I'm going to have to go off to visit the local police station. Report Mum and Dad are missing, plus the two invaders and their two guns.
You can't go by yourself. It's dark out there. I'll come with you.
What about me?
You'll be safe here.
I'm not thinking about safe. I'm thinking about good fun, roaming the streets after dark and stuff.
You're going to have to hang on here, in case either of them shout upstairs to see we're all right.
That's right. They know Mike and I probably won't reply, but they'd expect you to. That's a pretty important job. You're going to have to cover for us both, all by yourself. Think you can handle it?
Sure. When are you going?
Now. Ready, Mike?
Ready when you are.
Here. Let me through. I'll lead the way.
Come on, don't fall off the climbing tree.
Oh, if you manage it, we can. Besides which, if Janie slips, I'll be in front to catch up.
Right,
all right. Come on.
Oh.
So they step off down. Mike leads them away. They did quite well, really, until...
Oh, don't worry. I'll get you.
And they both ended up in a heap on the lawn. I didn't laugh too hard in case they heard, but the laughter soon stopped when I heard the call from downstairs.
What's going on up there? Did someone shout?
It's all right, Uncle Brian. Just having a game.
Well, keep the noise down. We're trying to listen to the telly. Anyway, it'll soon be time for bed. I'll come and check you're all settled down in about 5 minutes or so. Okay?
Okay, Uncle Bron. See you then.
Oh, dear. That's Cornet. He really is coming up.
Hang on, Mike. Don't fancy passing those two. Cut down the side street and then road. Okay. Look to the other side. Yep, and look now. Go! No, Mike! Can't come from the other direction!
If you ever do anything as stupid as that again, I'm going to
kill me.
Let's go. There it is. There is something we have a portal. What's that? What you said yesterday. We could all be taken into care.
I did think of it. But I reckon if Mum and Dad are in danger, they come first.
I guess you're right. Let's go.
Race to the front door.
You're wrong.
It was a fairly brilliant idea I had, really. I made Jenny and Mike's bed up with pillows to look as though they were in it and fast asleep. Then, I switched the light off and closed their bedroom doors. The idea being, if Uncle Brian glanced in, he'd see that they were there, but asleep, and not disturb them. Then I'd be at my door asking for a story. Be interesting to see what the story was. Probably something about the Mafia.
Can't you see? It's urgent!
I'm sure it's urgent, miss. But the point is everybody else's business is just as urgent here tonight. The town's a madhouse at the moment. You just have to wait in line.
Oh, Mum and Dad have gone missing.
And the WPCU should be on duty here with me. He's gone missing. But I don't jump the queue to come and tell you all about it now, do I? Who's next?
Oh, me.
What's the problem?
I've lost me dog.
Right. I'll just get the details onto the form. What name?
Rover.
You being funny, sir?
No, that's his name, Rover.
Your name.
Oh, sorry. Prince. Mr. Prince, that is.
It took forever before the sergeant got to us. But when he did, and we told him, he took it seriously enough.
Well, it was yesterday morning. Oh, Mum and Dad weren't there when we woke up.
Peter was chasing us.
And we were with Janie.
No one had
helped us. We had to take Peter to school.
Yeah, and
we were late. We were late when we got there.
Money.
But trouble too. And then we went to school, and we had to stay there for the detention.
Hang on. All I've got so far is you didn't smell your breakfast cookie. Now calm down and tell me sensibly what's going on here and what the panic's all about. No. Not together. Now you start, and when I get tired of your voice, your sister can continue.
Well, we woke up yesterday morning, and our Mum and Dad weren't.
He finally said he'd set wheels in motion. I think it was the mention of the guns that made him jump to it. Once he realised we weren't kidding, that is.
The WPC arrived back at the counter from wherever she'd been, and having torn her off a strip, the sergeant told her to take us through to the interview room to see what else she could find out. We realised it was the WPC who had called at our house and left a note. When we found out why she wanted to see Mum and Dad, we were amazed.
If I hadn't been so pleased with myself, and Dad sat on listening for Brian arriving to see if my idea worked, I might have heard that somebody was coming up the climbing tree to the open bedroom window, and was about to enter my room and, yes, you've guessed it, creep up behind me and grab me.
So what does your father do for a living?
I don't know.
You?
No idea.
How about the rest of your family, apart from this Brian and Vi?
They're not family, they're just pretending.
Why would they do that, Jenny?
I don't know. But I think Mum and Dad are in danger from them.
Why?
I think maybe they got involved in something.
Jenny.
Well, we've got to say it. There was an article about a couple involved in a multi-million pound city swindle. It was cut out of the paper, hidden in their bureau. We thought maybe they were...
I know the case. It's been cleared up and arrests made. A couple called Bendix in their late 60s. Much too old to be your parents.
Come
Come on, Uncle Brian, get yourself up here. Let's see if my scheme works. The suspense is killing me. What on... No!
You were telling me about the family.
Being honest, we don't really appear to have any family. Maybe Mum and Dad were both orphans or something.
No other brothers, sisters?
Oh, yes, there's Pete, younger brother. We left him at home.
You think that was wise?
Pete's okay. He knows how to keep himself out of trouble.
You must stop struggling. I'm your friend. Believe me, I'm your friend. Do not cry out. If the people downstairs find me here, they will kill me.
Have your parents never talked to you about their childhood?
Not to me, no. Mum was born in a country that was fairly hot.
And that leaves a wide choice. Which one?
She never said.
And you never asked?
No. Well, you don't, do you? What parents do now, or did when they were kids, isn't that interesting, is it?
It could be quite helpful if you knew something about them. You two know nothing.
But they never told us anything.
You never asked them.
Stop it, Peter. You're all about to be kidnapped. That is all I need to tell you.
Well, that knocked all the fight out of me. Not that there was much left, so I stopped struggling. I seen straight away it was the man who'd been watching the house all the night before. The man called Raquel. And he hadn't hurt us then, so chances were he wasn't going to now.
Don't scream, right?
That would be some trick with his hand over my mouth like that. But then he took his hand away.
Believe me, I'm your friend. Outside there are some men from my homeland parked in a large blue van. They mean to kidnap you.
Kidnap me? But why?
Because there is a price on your head.
My head?
All of your heads. There is a reward of £1,000,000 to whatever group gets you out of England and to an address overseas in the next 2 days or so. Any longer than that, and there is no reward. So it will be, must be, tonight. That's why they wait.
Right. There is only one last question, then we'll go to the canteen for a cup of coffee. Can you give me any idea who supplied the helicopter that flew your parents out of your garden sometime Thursday night, Friday morning?
Was that true? There really was a helicopter. We thought it might
be... Oh, yes, it's true enough. And we want to find who the pilot was. And when we do, he'll be heavily fined. Unfortunately, that's not proving easy. Against all the laws, his helicopter was unmarked.
Why would it be unmarked?
Unmarked always means trouble, generally. But more specifically to the police these days, it's come to mean drug smuggling on a massive scale.
What?
I'm afraid so. Could well be that your parents are in even deeper water than you thought. And it would certainly explain gunmen coming to call.
You must believe me, Peter.
How can I know if you're telling the truth or not?
In truth, you can't. But what would be the point of my lying?
I don't know, because I don't know what this is all about.
Listen. Throughout this whole country of England, in every town, every village, people of my race watch out for the three of you. They all have your photograph. It's like a game, a lottery, for money, good money.
And someone's won?
Yes. There was a man in the supermarket in town saw you. For him, it was like winning the pools.
I saw him. He had a photograph in his hand.
Exactly. He secretly follows you here, finds the address, then must only ring a number on the back of that photograph to claim his prize. £10,000 cash. And the kidnappers were immediately on their way to collect you all and claim their prize, the big one. £1,000,000 in gold on delivery.
But why are we to be kidnapped? We've done nothing. We're not rich or anything.
It is so your mother and father cannot do what they intend to do. Your lives will be used to blackmail them.
They're alive?
For the moment, yes. But what they are involved in is extremely dangerous. What they intend to do puts their lives in very great peril.
What are they involved in? What do they intend to do?
They intend to...
Right, you lot! I'm on my way up for good night inspection.
But I must go. He will have no choice but to kill me if he sees me.
Wait! Mum and Dad, where are they? Are they coming back?
No time to explain. Remember this well, Peter. Next time you see me, you will all think that I have betrayed you. But fear not. I'm not only a good friend, but much more than a good friend. You must all trust me blindly, for only I can save your lives.
away.
Right, open up in there. Little Peter's room, if I'm not very much mistaken.
Open up in there. Open up.
Good Lord. What's going on?
Open up. Open up in there.
Well, what's going on is, I think you and Auntie Wire are about to be licked, Uncle Brian.
Okay, no more questions for the moment. I'll go through and see what the word is from the house and talk to social services about finding some beds for you. I'm afraid chances are...
I have beds at home.
Oh, I didn't explain, did I? I'm afraid you won't be able to return to your home until your parents or some other responsible adult has turned up to look after you. You must have known that, surely.
But what if Mum and Dad come back? How will they know where to find us?
Well, the first thing they do is call at the police station, surely.
Yes, but... Oh, no.
Yes, you're right. And I agree. Bit of a problem if they have been getting up to something unsavoury.
They wouldn't. No matter what we may have thought or said, they wouldn't get up to anything bad. Not really bad.
Oh, that's good. They'll finally come and talk to us then.
You're going to arrest them in any case, aren't you?
They have some questions to answer, that's for sure. Just for starters, it's not the most caring thing in the world to leave three children in a house alone by themselves. In fact, to be honest, they may not be the best people to be looking after you.
We've told you! We can look after ourselves, can't we, Jane?
We can. We can look after Pete as well.
I'm afraid you won't be getting the chance to prove it for a little while. Back in a minute.
What are we going to do, Jane? We can't just let them split us up, send us off to different houses. We can't.
Let me think. Is there anybody at all who we know who would take us all in?
Nobody. Look, there's only one answer. We've got to get out of here now.
How do you mean get out?
Just go. The door's not locked. We came in of our own accord. Let's leave the same way.
There are police everywhere.
And they're all busy. And we haven't done anything. And it's just a short walk to the front door. Come on.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go for it.
Which way? This way, I think.
Oh, no, a copper.
And what are you two doing wandering about back here?
The WPC said they had to wait at reception.
Oh, fair enough. You know the way?
Through there and to the left.
Right, you've got it.
Well, well, well. Look who we've got here, Auntie Vine. The very two we're coming to collect.
Indeed, it is Uncle Brian.
Well, children, Auntie Vine, I must find a suitable punishment for your causing so much fuss and telling such large lies to the police.
Oh, we must indeed, Uncle Brian. We must indeed.
Wally K. Daly's Orphans in Waiting. Judy Bennett was Mike, Abigail Doherty, Janie, and Simon Radford, Peter. Frank Windsor and Joe Manning Wilson played Uncle Brian and Auntie Vi. Tarek Alibi was Bacal, and the police officers were Elizabeth Mansfield and John Tolbert. The producer was Dan Garrett.